From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is ION Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. As we previewed last week, there's a lot of events coming up this weekend, including one that I have been preparing for in a big way. Last night I took the stage with a vibrant cast of characters in the ACT's opening night of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Today, one of those actors, as well as our director, join me in the studio to tell us more.
It's kind of like the Clue game, where the characters are very specific, and they're idiosyncrasies to each of them. You could put them on a blank stage without a set, and the characters are what are going to really make the show come alive.
And the Calf Fest featuring Dr. Seuss got underway last night. Also, it was opening night for another play. We'll take a look at all that and much more right after this look at this week's entertainment headlines. As the nation's capital is getting its first look at a story recalling the early days of the AIDS crisis when foot-dragging politicians and bureaucrats denied an unfolding epidemic that would kill millions. While Washington has a role in the story, Larry Kramer's 1985 play The Normal Heart is being staged here for the first time. The production coincides with a large international AIDS conference that's returning to the U.S., Arena Stage is producing the show, which won the 2011 Tony Award for Best Revival. Kramer says Washington is the most important city for his play, as the power center for politics and health policy. He hopes President Barack Obama comes to see it to better understand the AIDS crisis. Multi-platinum recording artist Bob Seger led off this year's Songwriters Hall of Fame induction ceremony with a rousing version of his 1973 classic, Turn the Page. The Detroit rocker called songwriting the hardest thing he does and the most rewarding. Seger, along with Canadian folk rocker Gordon Lightfoot, gambler-songwriter Don Schlitz, and Jim Steinman of Bat Out of Hell fame were inducted. The writers of the long-running musical The Fantastics also were among this year's crop. Special awards were presented to Bette Midler, Ben E. King, and Lance Freed, son of the legendary disc jockey Alan Freed. R&B singer Ne-Yo received the Hal David Starlight Award presented to young songwriters. Founded in 1969 by Johnny Mercer, the Songwriters Hall of Fame shines a spotlight on the accomplishment of songwriters. Thailand's culture ministry is criticizing Lady Gaga over what it says was her inappropriate use of the Thai flag during a Bangkok concert last month. Lady Gaga wore a traditional Thai headdress and a bikini and sat on a motorcycle with a Thai flag tied to it. The ministry says the act was not appropriate and hurt the feelings of the Thai people. The ministry's permanent secretary says his agency gave the police a summary of public complaints it received. He says that is protocol, but the ministry does not intend to seek legal action against the American pop diva. Her Asian tour has been widely popular but also raised objections. An Indonesian show was canceled after Muslim hardliners denounced it. That's all for this look at today's entertainment headlines. I'm Blaine Singletary. Stay tuned. There's more ION Entertainment on the way.
Hello, hello, baby. You called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club. You said, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
I'm kind of busy.
From Abilene Public Radio, this is ION Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Last night was the opening night for the Abilene Community Theater's last show of the season. It's a production of The Mousetrap, a thrilling play by the legendary mistress of the murder mystery, Agatha Christie. The cast and crew of this production involve many Abilene faces, including yours truly. Joining me now in the studio to tell us more is Heidi Kelly, the director of the show, and Eddie Templeton, one of the actors in the show. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Heidi, normally when we have you on the show, we're talking about the Abilene Philharmonic, where you are the executive director. But in this show, you are the guest director. So what led you to this role?
I think I have a background in theater, and that's my first love, I believe. And so when I had the opportunity and was approached to guest direct, I really jumped at it and thought this would be an exciting way of doing something I've not done in a long time.
And Eddie, you're an ACT regular. You've appeared in many shows over the years.
A handful or two.
Yeah. What particularly draws you to community theater?
For one thing, it's about the only place that they'll have me. I've enjoyed doing theater since, I mean, when I was in Boy Scouts. My first trip across the stage was in a church production of a play I can't even remember. But I've been doing it ever since, in high school and junior college. And then when I moved to Abilene and found out about ART, I joined up with them and did several productions with them.
And ART, that's Abilene
Repertory.
Repertory.
Abilene Repertory Theater. Mm-hmm.
Now, the show is The Mousetrap. It's actually been running in the West End in London for close to 60 years straight, just a few months shy of the Queen's reign, as we found out. Mm-hmm. And Heidi, this is really a character-driven story where people are not who they say they are. Different personalities clash, and it all leads to the question, whodunit?
Absolutely. I think the characters are... It's kind of like the Clue game, where the characters are very... they're specific, and there are idiosyncrasies to each of them that make them questionable and making them being a suspect. The development of a character is extremely important. You could put them on a blank stage without a set, and the characters are what are going to really make the show come alive.
I see. And speaking of character, Eddie, you play the role of Mr. Paravicini.
Paravicini, yeah?
Yes. Could you tell us a little about yourself in character?
In character? Oh, you want the accent and everything, huh? All right. Let's see. Paravicini is... a con man. He's a man of, let's say, shady means. He takes advantage of what he can find to take advantage of. Huh?
Okay, and I'll guess I'll do this too.
And you have to participate
right,
as well.
Certainly, yes. And I'm Sergeant Trotter. I have been called to this house, the Monkswell Manor, by Scotland Yard, and... Because there's a lot of evidence pointing to a certain murder case to this house, and that another murder or murders may take place here again. And I see all these people, and they all could equally be guilty. And I ask them questions, and even of myself, because if I don't get any answers from them, I may get an answer from myself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so definitely character-driven, but... Certainly the set has come along, and by the help of many talented mm-hmm. people.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely.
The community theater means a lot. I mean, it takes a large number of people, both behind the spotlight and in the booths and... You know, in the lobby, helping with the tickets and concession, and running a vacuum cleaner the night of opening to get the theater cleaned, and it takes a lot of people and a lot of time and a lot of hours to put one of these things on.
Right, and a lot of different people, especially. I mean, just the three of us here. We have the executive director of the Philharmonic, as I mentioned. Eddie, you work at the Abilene State Supported Living Center, mm-hmm. and here I am, a radio guy.
So, all came together for one play. Mm-hmm.
Certainly, mm-hmm. and many more. And would you say that this ability to really attract many different people through theater, would you say that's a blessing for community theater?
I think that's what a community theater is built on.
Yeah,
it is. Being able to attract all walks of life that have that common mm-hmm. interest of theater. Mm-hmm. And this show, particular, because it was the audience choice mm-hmm. voted for last season. So we have a good desire mm-hmm. for a lot of audience members to want to see this. And there's mm-hmm. there's a lot.
See, even the audience in whole, voting en masse, participated in the choice of this particular show. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it takes a lot of people. To get a community theater going.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
And to keep it running for, mm-hmm. I guess, now close to 50, over 50
over
years.
Over 50 years.
Yeah, coming up on 55, 56 years. Yeah.
I think they're the second oldest to us, to uh-huh. the Philharmonic.
Yeah. Oh,
I believe
that
we're the mm-hmm. oldest, and mm-hmm. the theater's the second.
Well, with that in mind, what would you say is the main draw of this production?
It's a classic. It's a classic whodunit. I mean, who doesn't like a good whodunit? And Agatha Christie is, as you said, the master. She is, you know, the queen of the murder mystery, the suspense.
It's also a very well-written play, mm-hmm. and it's easy to follow regardless mm-hmm. of age. I mean, it's enjoyable for all ages and audiences. Mm-hmm. The characters are not only funny, but they're very serious, and there's a lot of layers to them. So they make them likable or non-likable. They're not two-dimensional. They're interesting, and you want to know. And the audience gets involved in the mm-hmm. story, and it draws you in.
Thank you both for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
That's Eddie Templeton and Heidi Kelly, who are an actor and director, respectively. And together with myself and a host of many others, we make up the cast and crew of the Abilene Community Theater's production of The Mousetrap, which can be seen tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, as well as Thursday through Saturday next weekend, and Friday and Saturday the weekend after that. For more information, the box office can be reached at 673-6271 or on the web at abilenecommunitytheater.com. The Abilene Community Theater's run of The Mousetrap wasn't the only thing getting started last night. It was also an Art Walk Thursday, and a very special one at that. It's the start of the first annual CAF Fest, short for Children's Art and Literacy Festival. A special Dr. Seuss-themed art walk got things rolling, complete with a parade featuring the Who's down in Whoville and all manner of other fun Seuss characters. But it doesn't stop there. A couple of weeks ago, KECU's Dave Smith sat down with Bird Thomas of the Abilene Center for Contemporary Arts, who was head of Art Walk last night.
Dr. Seuss and all this stuff has been planned for the better part of, I want to say, 2 years. Why and how did Dr. Seuss become such a big keystone of this summer's Art Walk?
Abilene is a community that prides itself on its education, and education is completely dependent on imagination. You've got to pick up a book and turn on your mind, and then you learn. So this CAF Festival is going to be an important event every year in Abilene, and we're going to do everything we can to turn on kids' imaginations with it.
And this Art Walk event was just the tip of the iceberg. The Cat in the Hat and more of Seuss's timeless characters will be romping around downtown, with many more events taking place all weekend long. Throughout the weekend, there will be 7 readings of Seuss's tales at various locations around town, with themed activities afterwards. There's also plenty of things happening at Frontier Texas, the Abilene Zoo, the Grace Museum, so much, in fact, we barely have enough time to cover it all here. For more information, registration, and more, abilenecac.org/CAF, or by phone, 677-1161. And while I'd love it if you all came to see me in The Mousetrap this weekend, it certainly isn't the only play happening. At McMurray University, their Summer Dinner Theater also opened last night with a production of The Good Doctor. It's a Neil Simon classic writing in a very Chekhovian style, because the main character, well, it's never mentioned up front, is a Russian playwright who very closely resembles Anton Chekhov. His story is told through his stories, scenes of interesting and thought-provoking situations. For example, one is a story of a man who offers to drown himself for the low price of 3 rubies. Another involves a seducer who's putting his craft on a wedded woman, who slowly begins to find out that this woman has been onto him the entire time. It's an interesting play altogether, and quite hilarious. And don't worry about having to choose between The Good Doctor and The Mousetrap, as you could easily take in both. Like The Mousetrap, The Good Doctor runs tonight and tomorrow night, as well as next weekend, Thursday through Saturday. For more information, including tickets, mcm.edu, or by phone, 793-3889. Oh, the things you can do this weekend. We're all out of time for now, but do stay tuned next week for more. And remember to keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter throughout the week. On Twitter, our handle is at EOEKACU, and our Facebook page is at facebook.com/IonEntertainmentRadio. Ion Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as theater and other events run rampant in Abilene streets, I'll have my eye on entertainment.